guys.
Hey, the last time we had you on here, which wasn't that long ago, you said that Donovan McNabb would be back. Do you ever think...
Amen, huh?
Did you ever think it would happen that quickly?
I had no reason to think that it would, I guess. After having played this game as long as I have and understanding, I guess, the situation of being a good quarterback, that you don't ever just forget how to play the game. It doesn't happen overnight where all of a sudden one day you can play well and then the next day you just forget how to do it. You know, I think being in my situation, I've had a number of people that seem to insinuate that. Like, you know, Roy played great for so long, but now he just doesn't have it anymore. And you sit back and you think, well, okay, I didn't lose anything. I can still play the game the same way. And I just felt that's Donovan. He's a great quarterback, but I don't know if he's ever gotten the respect that he deserves. But he's a great quarterback. And although we all go through struggles, the great ones always work themselves out of it and come back and play great football. And so, no, I didn't expect anything different from Donovan, knowing him as a person and as a competitor, and just as a player, just a flat-out player, that I knew he was going to be back. And I assumed it was going to be sooner rather than later because, you know, that's usually how it works, is you go through a week or two, but then you find a way to fight through it, and exactly what he's done.
Kurt, how much of that criticism you were talking about, just for quarterbacks in general, have to do with the guy being 30, 31? You know, I mean, you put up big numbers well into your 30s, but I'm sure when things were not going well and you said people would question you, do you think there's that age factor where people think QBs past 30 kind of lose something?
I mean, I think there's always an age factor in this business. And, you know, the thing that's, I think, difficult for people is that age, that number, is different for different guys. You know, but there is a number. I mean, there's always a time where you get a little bit older and you can't do this as much, or your body hurts a little bit more and you can't bounce back. I mean, I believe that's obviously a factor. Otherwise, guys would play forever. But the hard part is it's different for everybody. And I think as a personnel or as an organization, you're always, when guys get up there, you're always looking and saying, okay, you know, that number's coming soon. You know, he's getting up there where, you know, he's not going to be able to do this forever. And so you get to that point where you start thinking on the other side of it. Instead of start thinking, well, I think he's got 3 good years left, you start thinking, well, okay, you know, it's going to happen pretty soon. You know, maybe it's this year. And guys start thinking, I guess, more in the negative, like, you have a bad game and you're older, well, maybe he's just hitting the wall. Maybe, you know, he can't do what he used to do. And, you know, I just think it's a relative term because some great players play into their 40s. Some great players, you know, lose something when they're 30. And I think it's just different, and it's a relative term to each individual. But I don't think there's any question in this business that as you get to be a certain age, and there's probably a certain age for each position where they start saying, well, okay, he's probably has a bad game or a bad this, and he's probably on the downward swing, and the benefit of the doubt goes to the negative side as opposed to just having a bad game.
Kurt, can you describe the challenges of playing against a defense coached by Jim Johnson?
You know, I just think the challenges are, you know, first of all, recognizing all the different things that he does, and then secondly, trying to counter it by, you know, making the right play call or getting the ball out to the right guy, you know, in each given situation. And you know, the thing that makes it even tougher is not only a Jim Johnson scheme, but a Jim Johnson coach team, which means they always have smart football players. They always have great instincts. They always understand how their schemes attack certain offenses and where the weakness becomes, and they're able to counter some things that, you know, you may say, well, it's not fully sound, but because their players are so smart, they're able to cover some of those holes that are left in the defense because of their blitzing or because of their scheme. So, I mean, it's a huge challenge. I think he does it as well as anybody in the league. It's always been a challenge. It's always been a fun competition to play against, you know, those teams, but they make it difficult on an offense, there's no question, and, you know, this year's no different. They're playing as well as anybody out there defensively.
Kurt, you talked about the age factor, and you're getting to an age where it's generally accepted that quarterbacks at, say, 38 and beyond, it's iffy. Do you have any gut feeling related to that about how long you want to play? And B, do you expect to be back with the Cardinals given your contract situation next year?
A, I'm not really sure how much longer I'm going to play. I'm going to make that decision in the off season with a lot of things factored into it. Primarily, I'm going to do a lot of praying and believe God's going to give me some direction on, whether I should keep playing or whether he's calling me to something else. But I definitely think physically that I can still play and can probably play at this level for a couple more years. But with all that being said, you know, obviously a lot in regards to just the football side of it will depend on what the Cardinals' plans are for me and this team moving forward. I don't really want to go anywhere else and try to reestablish myself or go to a team and have to go through the whole rebuilding process again and move the family. So I want it to be here if I continue to play. And so that's gonna be a big factor is just what they're thinking moving forward and where I fit into their plan.
Kurt, when Donovan came into the league, he was a quarterback who could make a lot happen with his legs. Do you see a very different quarterback from the guy who came into the league, or in some ways is he the same?
You know, I think he's very similar. You know, I think he's always had the ability to make plays with his legs, but I think he's always been one of the better quarterbacks that had that physical ability and had the ability to do those things with his legs, but that he was still pretty much a pocket passer.